It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly. More or less. What's going to happen?
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. You're going to want to stay tuned all weekend, probably on Monday. We're going to see how this thing happens. No such thing as a holiday when these kinds of things turn around. Rudy Gobert has been traded to the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's the big move, of course, that everybody was waiting for. Some shoe to drop this week, and then here we are. Rudy Gobert getting traded to the Minnesota Timberwolves today for 4 first-round picks, 5 other assets in players that are currently with the Minnesota Timberwolves. So you have 9 pieces coming to the Jazz from the Minnesota Timberwolves to the one Rudy Gobert headed to Minnesota to play alongside Karl Anthony Towns. Interesting stuff. I mean, right off the bat, there's so many things that, you know, that we're wondering if Donovan Mitchell and this Utah Jazz team are going to stay together still, right? That's still people are wondering if he's going to be headed out the door. There's some rumors there. A lot of people just do the whole, you're getting rid of Rudy, just blow the whole thing up. Just blow it all up. But I think that there is there's a feeling in that building that Donovan Mitchell, they're going to give this guy not even the reins to the team necessarily, but more time to be able to figure things out right here, as the Jazz don't want to totally fall into infutility.
It's the only move the Jazz could make. You know, they got to get rid of some big asset, and they probably waited out and just said, in today's NBA basketball, as great as Rudy Gobert is and where it's trending, that stretch fives and small ball is more of a play in today. And yeah. So, you know, and plus Rudy was the older of these two really key assets that the Jazz have. So Danny Ainge, I think Ryan Smith, they're like, We're not staying pat. We've already run this team back once already. We're not going to do it again. They had no shot or no right. choice other than to make a move.
Hey, welcome to the team, Will Hardy and David Fizdale, as you just walked into one of the most insane transactions that's ever happened in the Jazz.
They probably
history.
Think that stuff just happens every day.
Why? Because
right? they're just like,
well,
oh,
certainly
yeah, just
Fiz
trade
has
away.
Been everywhere. Yeah. And he's watched and been in the biggest markets and watched the biggest yeah. transactions, right? And Will Hardy, you kind of go, it's interesting because now that they go, what do you think about this move? What do you think about this? And he looks at it and goes, okay, I can work with this. I can do this. So this portion of the show brought to you by University of Utah Health. This entire hour brought to you by University of Utah Health. At University of Utah Health, you get the same great care. The Jazz, RSL, and the Utes, all trust. Visit uofuhealth.org. What are the odds, Scott? Let's get to one here quick before we get out to Tom Curl. What are the odds that what are the odds that the Utah Jazz do make the playoffs next year, now without Rudy Gobert, not knowing what all the pieces are going to be? But I heard Locke talking about how Rudy showing up on a team basically just gives you 50 wins, you know, for this Minnesota yeah. Timberwolves team, which means that those wins go away from the Jazz in some fashion. So what are the odds the Jazz end up a playoff team next year? Now you got to look into the future a little bit here, because we don't know what the roster is totally going to look like.
Well, just look at the West. I mean, we were talking about that with Ben a little bit. The West is so, so deep, and there's so many good teams. And, there, you know, Portland's a team that you don't really talk about, but they've made moves to get better. New Orleans, I think the Jazz might be a competitive team, but have a really, really hard time competing, because I just don't think there's enough talent there to compete with everyone else in the West. So I think it's fairly low. I'll give it a Michael Jordan 23% chance. That might even be high.
Mm. You know what? I'm kind of along the same lines there, Scott. I'm going to go with a now all you need is a play-in game, right? Which is a 10 seed.
Okay.
So I got to be the 10 seed. So I'm going to give
it
a – I
don't count that play-in game.
You don't count the play-in game?
It's the real playoffs. Come on. That's like
– No. It's like being, you know, one of those 16 seeds that has to play the other 16 seed to get in the NCAA tournament. You go, no, we went to the NCAA tournament. You go, nah, not really.
What it is an average team say, we want you to try a little harder.
All right, Scott, I'm going to go with a former Jazz man, Royce O'Neal, 23%. There you go. By the way, Royce O'Neal not being a member of this team feels like it was like, you know, 2 months ago.
I hope I didn't feel cold at the beginning of the show saying, like, are we surprised by this? Is this like what everyone...
You feel like a guy who has definitely watched a lot of transactions happen in professional sports as well, where you're just like, don't get attached to anybody. Don't get excited about anybody. Everybody could be an asset at any given time and walk straight out the door.
The statement was, I was here when you got here, and I'll be here when you leave. So,
and it was
they
true.
They know that business is
you know what? Dan Marino told the truth, though.
Yeah, he did. Hey, the thing is, though, like you just mentioned Royce O'Neal. It's like, I really appreciate it. I really like watching Royce. I loved watching Rudy. I appreciated what Rudy Gobert was. I think if anyone wanted to be a member of the Jazz, it was Rudy. I appreciate all the things that Rudy did.
When you and your son bought jerseys, though, at the Jazz game a couple years ago.
Well, we bought Mitchell jerseys because that's our last name. I mean, we have to buy that jersey. It's not even. It's not like, oh, well, no, there's no discussion.
There's only one jersey to buy.
It was either that or Bogdanovich.
Which is actually, that's your, that's.
But the, I want a bogey. I want to say bogey.
Bogey. All right. Bogey. Let's take the break here. What are the odds brought to you by Sound Sleep Medical? Do you snore at night? Are you currently using a CPAP machine to treat that sleep apnea? Sound Sleep Medical can improve your life. SoundSleepMedical.com is the website, SoundSleepMedical.com. We are at the warehouse here in Salt Lake City, 1825 South, 300 West. Independence Day means pricing that will absolutely blow your mind. It's boom pricing.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.